She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
Welcome to another edition, Dr. Drew's Two Cents. How's it going, everybody? I'm Dr. Drew. This is my faithful co-host and volume adjuster, Chris Crespo.
They won't hear the volume adjustment. Only we're going to hear it.
All right, awesome.
Pre-production.
Yeah.
Sounds a little wonky on our end, but it'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
That's fine. Like I said. Couldn't tell by the intro, this is a 420 friendly episode of Dr. Drew's Two Cents.
Or by the title,
or if you know me or anything about me, you wouldn't be surprised by this at all. This is, like I said, the Dr. Drew's Two Cents, so this is where I talk about things that I want to talk about. You know, Chris is dragging me along on this Cinema Crespediso train, and I'm talking about movies, and I've always enjoyed the movies, Chris. But I never thought I'd make it my profession.
Right.
So it's fun to be able to talk about what I want to talk about sometimes, as opposed to things that I'm forced to talk about.
Well, maybe you should see yourself more as a podcaster and content provider, as opposed to movies aren't your profession. It's the podcasting.
It's people listening to my voice.
It's the talk radio.
Okay, that's even weirder now. Now you freaked me out even more. Before I was just talking about movies. Now I am a broadcast semi-professional, and that kind of freaks me out.
Now you are providing content.
Yes, that is odd. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and start the show. Hey, Chris, drop those beats.
All right, are you talking about these funky beats right here? These ones that I'm...
No, not funky. Hot, fresh beats, like the ones I cooked at work today.
If I could just... All right, you know what?
Ain't working.
How about we just vamp for a couple minutes? Wait, hold on a second. Beats! Tremendous.
Beats dropped?
Hey, where'd you go?
You gotta pick them up, bro. All right.
Can you hear him now?
Yes.
How embarrassing.
I can't.
I am not a sound engineer. We may be podcasters.
But you are not a sound engineer.
But we're the creative side of podcasting. The whole technical part, where it's seat of our pants.
Man, you know, maybe we should go take some classes about that. Yes. Anyway.
Class has been doing this for a year.
Anyway.
Lead the way, Drewster.
So, I've been talking about weed for about an hour. Something like that. Something near and dear to my heart. And especially with all of the recent, not just medical things or decriminalizations, but just the flat out legalization, especially in Washington and Colorado.
It's a very timely topic.
I never thought I'd see it, Chris. Never thought I'd see the day.
Really?
When I was in high school, I used to write position papers and like law studies and court procedures class,
mm-hmm.
and government and economics. Everything that I had to do dealt with marijuana. And like, hey, this is marijuana, and look how much money you can make. And I guess, you know, people are finally realizing that it's a freaking cash crop.
Right.
I mean, you know, America went into the slump, and I am a very large proponent that if the entire country just legalized marijuana, we could be out of this little economic slump we're in pretty darn quick.
There are people that argue against that in roundabout ways involving marijuana. Can I voice for those people?
No, by all means, because I need some sort of dissenting opinion on this freaking topic, because haven't been able to find
it. If marijuana gets legalized, I know how the other side thinks. I can do this for you. When marijuana gets legalized all across the country,
uh-huh.
and then everyone is on weed, because, you know, once something's legalized, 100% of the people
everybody's
do it.
On it, yeah.
So everyone's going to be on weed, and uh-huh. we all know that marijuana makes you lazy and fat, like Nancy Grace said.
Correct.
So she's right.
Yes.
So when everyone gets fat and lazy, they're sitting on their couch, no one's going to go to work, people uh-huh. are going to forget about their jobs, because marijuana uh-huh. makes you forgetful.
Yeah.
And that's going to slow down the economy. People are going to be spending all their money on weed, and that's great, money's going to the economy that way. But then the rest of the money is going to KFC and supermarkets, and then they sit on couches, and our economy slows down because there's no people stop working.
So
the workforce is going to be inhibited because everyone is now high on dope.
All right. So with that line of thinking, that would mean that the entire country is already drunk.
The country has had 200 years to adjust to the legalization of alcohol, despite the little hiccup in the 30s.
Despite the little hiccup in the 30s.
What was it called? Prohibition?
I believe it was called Prohibition.
Yeah, that was a mistake. See, that was a mistake. Because they changed
what?
They changed the status quo.
And guess what
so
we're
now
in
you're
right
talking
now?
About changing the status quo.
And guess what we're in right now? We are in a marijuana prohibition, my friend. It's not like, you know, the United States was founded and marijuana was illegal.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually quite a new thing that is going on here.
How new?
How new? The first man sent to jail for growing and distributing marijuana.
1850.
In the Post-Marijuana Tax Stamp Act was on October 2nd, 1937.
37. Damn. Yeah, actually, I did hear today someone, was it today? Was it really today? I think I heard today that someone mentioned how
marijuana has been illegal for less than 100 years.
Yeah, their great grandmother, I think. Someone was like around in 1914 and they went to, they could get cocaine and marijuana over the counter.
Yes.
But okay. Yes. So cocaine was legal back then too.
Medical cocaine.
So should we just be, no, we were also talking about legalization. Should we just be legalizing cocaine across the board? Let people just snort their noses away, the cartilage out of their nose?
Me, as far as I'm concerned, I think we should be going the ways of like Portugal, where everything is legal.
Eating a lot of fish over there?
If you want heroin, go get yourself some heroin. If you want to smoke a $50 crack rock before you go to work, by all means, do so. But you're going to have to deal with the consequences of those actions.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, if you're intoxicated,
you still can't drive while under influence of these things.
Exactly. I mean, even in Colorado right now, you can get a DUI for marijuana.
Absolutely.
Now.
Yeah. You can't get stoned and go driving. People are driving 5 miles an hour, just their depth perception all screwed up, breaking 100 feet before a red light while people are trying to get around behind them. And you people out there know you do this, you weed heads, you stoners. You know that's who's downloading this episode. They saw marijuana. All the stoners downloading, you bunch of stoners.
They all, but people already do it drunk too, and that's far worse.
It is far
than
worse.
High.
That's why it's illegal. It's extremely illegal, and it's getting even more illegal because they're talking about dropping the blood alcohol from 0.08 to 0.06.
That's fine. I got no problem with that.
I think it's smart.
I think it's one of the smartest things ever. The fact that alcohol is legal and marijuana isn't blows my freaking mind.
I can't even.
No, there is no argument.
I can't conjure up any argument.
No. I mean,
it is pretty amazing. Not only that, it's a little more foreseeable, understandable why prescription pills are illegal. Well, marijuana is not, because that's all part of the lobbyists.
Well, exactly. I mean, all these prescription pills. I mean, all it is just legal heroin and meth and
it really
cocaine.
It really is the opiates, right?
So, it's all opiates. The uppers too. A lot of people like their quote unquote diet pills, but with just freaking ephedrine
and stuff.
Yeah. It's all meth. Instead of being cooked in a bathtub in Colorado, it's being cooked in a giant pill factory
it's being cooked by Pfizer.
New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So
it comes in a bottle, a guy in a white coat gives it to you because another guy in a white coat gave you a prescription for it.
Exactly. As opposed to going down the street to Jerry and him digging around his lockbox his closet and getting some meth.
I heard Jerry's got that blue.
Oh, really? Jerry's got the blue?
Actually, the blue has been popping up. Someone,
of course.
Someone finally put some blue food dye in their meth. And
or you never know. Dude, it could be old school biker meth again.
What did old school? Was old school meth blue?
Yeah, well, that's why they did. That's why they're breaking back. That's old school biker meth.
Because of the chemical they use.
Exactly. Okay, it's the chemical composition.
I gotcha. Okay. Old school bikers use your chemical.
Yeah.
All right, how do we get to talk about? Well,
I don't know.
We're talking about drugs because marijuana is a gateway drug. You legalize it. The kids, they start with the marijuana before you know it.
No,
they're looking for that blue, Drew.
They start with the alcohol.
They're looking for the blue.
They start with the alcohol because it's readily available in every U.S. household.
All right. Yeah, it's alcohol. It's sour pills,
So
then what we're saying is once you legalize marijuana becomes readily available in all these pills, and that just makes it easier for kids to abuse it.
That's fine.
We don't want kids on the marijuana, Drew.
Of all the drugs for, like, if I had a child, of all the drugs for him to abuse, marijuana would be number one on my list. All it's going to do is kill his motivation, make him play more video games and not get laid so much, as opposed to, you know, ruining his liver and his life. And
sounds like someone speaking from experience.
Making himself violent.
Yeah, the kids, man. You got to keep the kids off the drugs, Drew. Think about the children.
I thought about the children. When they grow up, they want to be on the drugs.
Well, when they grow up, yeah, they can be on the drugs. No one ever says, I want to be a junkie when I grow up.
I did.
Except the kids who...
I used to say that as a joke. And then it kind of happened.
And now you're a junkie.
Well, I kind of was for a little while.
True confessions of, yeah. Of
true, a Drew. True confessions of Drewster Cogburn.
True story.
I was junkie for a little while. These things happen. Hard drugs are terrible.
Yeah.
That white lady is... nuts.
So, but was the marijuana?
Dude, marijuana. Marijuana. No.
Was that terrible?
Marijuana has always been dear and true to my heart. I've had glaucoma since I was about 15, and I've been medicating myself every day since.
Oh, wow. Well, that's kind of serious.
Exactly.
My grandmother has glaucoma.
Yeah. Tell her to start smoking more weed.
She's like in her 90s. She can't be smoking stuff.
She can get the pills.
Get her some dabs.
Yeah.
Forget about these dabs.
Or you can get her, like, we get her some space cake. She can eat that shit. But marijuana.
It can't be too rich, though, you know.
Marijuana has only been illegal since October 2nd, 1937. Yes, and...
why?
And of all the things... guess what?
It was ruining society, wasn't it?
The first marijuana seller convicted under the new federal law...
white guy.
Well, yeah, his name's Samuel R. Caldwell, but guess where he was arrested?
Marijuanaville.
Denver, Colorado.
Oh, that is
the Alpha and the Omega.
That is quite ironic.
The Alpha and the Omega, Chris.
I like that.
It's
wow.
The beginning and the end.
That is.
All wrapped up in one.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. Wow. The day it was enacted, the FBI in Denver, Colorado decided to fucking nab this guy.
And he was a seller?
They got him
for selling?
Yes.
Man.
Two joints.
Was he a street dealer?
He got caught selling two joints the day the Marijuana Tax Stamp Act went in. He didn't pay his taxes on the marijuana that he had purchased the day before.
So the marijuana tax stamp, isn't that some crazy weird loophole where, like, you can sell marijuana if you had the stamp, but the government just stopped giving out the stamps or something?
Basically, the way it was, yeah, you could grow and sell pot as long as you had... the stamp, basically.
Yeah, like the
stamp. But the government didn't give out stamps.
Yeah.
I mean, the main lobbyists against the criminalization of marijuana were alcohol companies and the timber industry and the paper industry.
Because hemp was...
Because even to this day, there's no real distinction legally between marijuana and its industrial cousin hemp.
Yeah.
You know, one is grown for the buds that, you know, you smoke and get high. The other one is grown for the seed and the fibers.
Right.
So there's no, still no legal distinction technically.
So hemp is still illegal.
Well, no. Growing hemp is illegal. Having the actual hemp fibers and hemp rope, that is completely legal.
Okay.
But you can't grow the hemp in the States.
So you got to rely on someone else to do the illegal work.
Over 60% of the quote-unquote marijuana fields that are burnt in the United States on a yearly basis is industrial hemp. It's not even smokable.
So they're getting rid of, they're doing the timber industry and the paper industry's work.
Yes. And the cotton industry now, too.
And the cotton industry. The cotton industry responsible for the building of our country in so many ways. Great expansion of our country. But so responsible for so much
terrible
fucking
things.
Evil in this country,
like
too.
Making pot illegal, slavery.
Soft and white and fluffy as cotton could be so evil. Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, they all lobbied for it because I mean, hemp you can use for paper, you can use for fibers, you can use the seeds, you can use for oils and foods
because
it's got like it pot seeds are hemp seeds are like they're like one of those fucking acai and spinach superfood things where there's like a billion of these tiny little awesome things inside each one.
Yeah. And you have to have like like 50 of them a day to like,
exactly.
Pomegranate style seed.
Yeah. Hemp seed,
smoothies.
Going to Publix right now, they got hemp bread you can buy. They got little pot leaves on it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. It's in the Greenwise section. hemp's big in the organic community because it's so good for you.
Is it gluten-free?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
Seagull's got gluten's bad for you, Drew.
No, God, can we not talk about the gluten?
Okay, not talking about it.
Yeah. So marijuana has been illegal for under 100 years.
Right.
I mean, there's been so much BS, especially during the Nixon administration with...
I know a little bit about that.
With, you know, them doing the whole scheduling of drugs right. And whatnot. And, I mean, how technically marijuana is worse for you than cocaine.
Yeah.
According to the United States government.
No, I thought cocaine was a class one. It's not.
No, Schedule 2.
Oh, Schedule, not a class. Schedule.
Yeah, Schedule 2. Cocaine is a Schedule 2 narcotic. Yeah, marijuana is a Schedule 1.
Makes no sense.
No shit, right? So wait, so you're telling me that the stuff that people cook to make crack and has, you know, put an epidemic on the country.
Yeah. Oh, you mean what the government did to...
Is better for me
than
marijuana. That's what the United States government says.
They're not saying it's better for you. They're just saying marijuana is worse. So they're saying while cocaine has destroyed entire communities, then by their standards, marijuana would just bring the universe to its knees.
And that's why it's legal in 2 states.
That's why it's legal in 2 states. And in Uruguay?
Yeah. Yes.
They beat us to that shit.
Yeah, they did. Well, dude, I'm pretty sure Uruguay has also had a female head of state. So they beat us to that one as well.
Yeah, we're slow on a lot of shit. it's also a small country, like 2.5 million people or something live in that country. Which is, they have roughly the same population as Orlando, Florida, I think, so.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, so industrial hemp, it's a fantastic thing. It's another reason marijuana is so awesome.
Industrial hemp. Let me write that down.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, can't forget about the industrial hemp. I mean, yeah, everybody says that, you know, just the dope fiends just want to get high. And yeah. I do.
Yeah, dope fiends want to get high. Of course they do.
I do. I just want to smoke a joint and get high. But the fact of the matter is that this little plant that I smoke to get high also has all these other crazy uses. I mean, it also has. Hey, Chris, did you know that marijuana had medicinal benefits as well?
I heard that the people claim that there is, but I also heard that there is no scientific evidence stating that, so yeah, I'm very confused as to the truth about it.
You're gonna
and also, real quick, Uruguay population 3.3 million. So
yeah, awesome.
Still very small. Anyway, yeah, you know what? That's one of those things, Drew, because people talk about we were talking about, you know, it's good for glaucoma.
Yep.
It's good for, I've heard it's good for cancer patients.
Yep.
Especially when they're dealing with chemo and they don't have an appetite.
Correct. It's also good.
And it gives you the munchies, so it makes chemo patients want Doritos, whoop-de-doo.
It's also good for Alzheimer's disease because all Alzheimer's house. Is.
Says who?
Well,
Dr. Phil? He's not a real doctor, you know.
All Alzheimer's is a degradation of the myelin sheath.
Do you mean where I keep my sword?
No. The myelin sheath is
where I keep my orc slaying sword. The myelin sheath, I got it from the myelin people.
No, it's
when I went to Midworld.
It's basically, it's like fat insulation around the nerves in your brain.
Okay.
All right. So imagine you know.
I must have a lot of that.
You got a nerve, right?
Okay.
And around each nerve, it's called the myelin sheath. It's basically like it's like the stuff around cords.
Okay. It's like the rubber around a wire.
Yes.
Okay. And the rubber you'd have to cut to get to the wire
exactly.
Inside. Okay.
All Alzheimer's is is a degradation of that sheath. It's either smaller or it's perforated or whatever.
So it's like the cat got to it and I got exposed wires.
Exactly. And so the electrical signals don't function as fast and as smooth as it's supposed to.
They're not making the connections, right?
Marijuana prevents that degradation.
Says who?
Well, THC is fat soluble. It gets stored in fat cells.
Okay.
Hey, what's the myelin sheath made out of?
You just said fat.
So the THC is stored in there and actually helps promote the health of the myelin sheath.
Almost.
It's like a preservative for your brain.
Brain preservative. But what about the brain cells that it's killing on the other side?
It doesn't kill brain cells.
But I've heard it kills brain cells. That's the main thing. I've always heard people say it kills brain cells.
It's also good for ALS, chronic pain.
ALS, that's the Mickey Mantle disease.
Yep. Diabetes.
Babe Ruth disease.
I don't know what the hell dystonia is, but I'm about to find out.
Dystonia? How do you spell it?
D-Y-S-T-O-N-I-A.
Oh, you just clicked on it because you're...
Yeah. It's neurological movement disorder characterized by abnormal muscle tension and involuntary painful muscle contractions. So it helps with the fidgets.
The fidgets.
Yeah.
I don't know. This all sounds like wonky pseudoscience to me, sir. I still say I'm with Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi on this one. There are no proven medicinal benefits to marijuana. That's what she says.
Well, she needs to talk to all of the cancer patients and all of the center and all these clinical trials that are published in things like the Open Neurology Journal.
Hack work. Cracked magazine for scientists.
And you know what she could do? She should be like everybody else. She could outsource her information out of the United States. She'd go to Germany, Germany.
Very strict over there.
In 2010, review by researchers in Germany reports that since 2005, there have been 37 controlled studies assessing the safety and efficacy of marijuana and its naturally occurring compounds in a total of 2,563 subjects.
Wow.
By contrast, many FDA-approved drugs, i.e., whatever the fuck these pill pushers are pushing down your throat.
Xelgens, yo, Xelgens.
Go through about... half the trials and half the subjects.
Wow. And what did the Germans find? Did they find that they were like, this is hard.
It says that...
It's making the people fat and stupid.
It says that there is therapeutic value to cannabinoids, basically.
To cannabinoids.
Yes. Whether it be THC or one of the other ones...
Those are different, right?
Yes.
THC
is the one that gets you high. There's like... something like 30 or 40 cannabinoids out there.
Now, I have read that they're working on marijuana strains. I'm sure they have them out
there. That don't get you high.
The THC levels are extremely low.
But the other cannabinoid levels,
CBC levels are very high.
Well, exactly.
If that was the only thing that was legalizing, so many people would be behind medical marijuana.
Probably not.
Because they all want it, right? Calling it like we sees it.
Probably not. There is that nice little twist to the whole, my cancer's doing better. I feel hungry. Everything feels good. Oh, yeah, I'm baked.
Yeah, well.
That's one of the good things about it.
Is it a good thing, though? Because now you're on the couch just watching TV, eating Doritos, when you should be out there with your chemo, working at the mill 9 to 5 like everyone else.
Dude, I get baked out of my gourd and work over 40 hours a week. So I don't want to hear it.
I want to hear about these personal anecdotes. I'm talking about the people. Middle America. You're one of these coastal hippie types.
As of right now, 20 states and Washington, D.C. have legalized medical marijuana use.
20 plus Washington, D.C.?
Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, District of Columbia, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington State.
You know what I heard in that list?
Huh.
I heard a lot of states where no one wants to fucking live there. And the least they can do is sit around and get high.
Yep, pretty much. But hey, Midwest, Indiana.
Montana. I don't think we have a single download in Montana. Fuck you, Montana. Unless you're listening to Montana, then we love you.
Yeah. Currently, right now, more than 60 U.S. and international health organizations support medical marijuana.
60?
60.
Hmm.
I can list them by name.
No, that's cool. Give me one.
AIDS Action Council. American Academy of Family Physicians.
Oh, now you just started the A's.
the list is alphabetical, my friend.
All right. Fair enough.
Australian National Task Force on Cannabis. That's lame.
Australia? Ugh.
The Belgian Ministry of Health. Belgium. The entire country of Belgium.
Home of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
And Stella Artois.
Yeah.
The people who brew Stella, they say pot's okay.
Jean-Claude Van Damme spin kicks Stella Artois off people's heads in Belgium.
The British House of Lords Select Committee on Science and Technology in 1998 and 2001.
98?
And 2001. The British Medical Association in 1997.
The Brits.
International, man. I mean, it doesn't surprise me, though. I mean, marijuana is, it's everywhere.
Can it be grown like in any climate in the world, something like that?
Mostly
outside of like The Arctic.
Well, no, there are strains of marijuana in Russia and Eastern Europe. It's Cannabis ruderalis. There's sativa, indica, and ruderalis.
Sounds fake. Sounds like
good. I've never heard of it. Yeah.
Sounds like salvia.
I don't think I've smoked any ruderalis in my day.
Or spice. Or
but apparently it's the natural one in Russia and Europe.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Pretty freaking amazing. I mean, technically, marijuana has been cultivated by humans for like the last, 7,000 years?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know the Earth's only been around for 5.
No, like 6.
Sorry, but we've been smoking weed for like 7.
Well, obviously, you potheads would think something ridiculous like that. Your math is all fucked up, but it's cool. We're not going to look down on you. It's cool.
Seriously?
That's what they would say anyway.
It's pretty ridiculous. No, yeah. I mean, what? Oh, well, I'm trying to find it right now. Because they found a shaman in China. Like, they were doing archaeology stuff. And they found, it goes back to the history. They found a shaman in China who was buried with 2 pounds of weed. And it dated to like 7,000 BC. Yeah.
But was it any good?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah, it's not as good as the stuff we're smoking these days. I'll tell you that much right now. But yes, marijuana, industrial, medical, recreational uses. It's all good stuff. And the crazy thing is, I mean, like I said, we started stating at the beginning of the show, I never thought this stuff would ever be legal in my day. Never. I never thought in a million years. And the fact that there are 20 states now that have it legal for medicinal and 2 that are completely legal, pretty crazy, at least in my eyes.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of those things where it signals a sea change, seemingly, you know, in our culture. And
yeah. Well, I mean,
these things happen, you know,
but
30, 40 years ago,
but in popular,
statutory rape wasn't a big deal. Drunk driving, like in Texas, there was no such thing. It was, sir, you can barely walk. You should probably get in your car and drive home. You know, things change over time. Society changes. We just had a bunch of gay people get married on TV at the Grammys and no one really cared.
I mean, in all reality, we've been making fun of potheads since the 70s. I mean, Cheech and Chong, it's been part of popular culture forever. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at those lovable stoners who go to jail for a very long time.
Tommy Chong went to jail for selling bongs a couple years ago.
Exactly. That's because he called them bongs.
Actually, no, not jail. He went to a federal prison. Yes. But it was a minimum security prison.
Yeah, still. Well, that's because federal trumps state. I mean, technically,
it was crossing state lines, so it's a federal crime. But then I was like, yeah, but you're Tommy Chong, so we'll put you in this cool prison where they play tennis. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't play any tennis.
Well, you're not Tommy Chong.
No, but I did go to jail for pot. A bunch. It's not fun. I find it ridiculous. And when it's legal all over the country, I want my frickin', man, can I get my shit expunged if it's legal?
Mm-hmm. Is anything retroactive like that? Because, I mean, there are still things were illegal when they were illegal. Just because it's legal now doesn't mean you can, like, switch things around, you know? I don't know. I don't know about you guys trying to work things around like that.
Word.
Well, you know, if you're talking about studies, I got here these people at Phoenix House. I'll tell you what Phoenix House is in a second. They agree with the argument against marijuana.
And who is Phoenix House? I want you to tell who they are first.
Okay. Phoenixhouse.org. It's a drug addiction, alcohol.
Of course.
One of these places, you know, they make their money in treating people who use drugs. But anyway, this is what they say. Even though this is their bread and butter, this is what they say. Marijuana is a problem for nearly all the teens that they treat. About 76% of their adolescent admissions list marijuana as their primary drug of choice. Their experience mirrors national trends, according to the latest SAMHSA data. Far too many young people are in treatment because marijuana has had serious negative consequences in their lives, making it impossible for them to succeed in school, ruining their relationships with their families, and often leading them to try even more harmful drugs when they seek an even greater high.
Now, does it say anything about these kids and if they drank alcohol prior to smoking marijuana?
Maybe on the SAMHSA data at SAMHSA.gov. This is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. And it just took me to their site and not to their study, so...
Of course, because there is no study. They didn't ask that question.
Oh, that's true. They just said that they agree with that.
Of course they agree with it.
Well, it's according to their latest data, but they didn't link to the data.
Latest data. I got some latest data, but we'll get back to that after a short break.
Okay. Hey, what's up? My name is Dre. Can I blaze some chronic with you?
Nigga, what? For sure. Roll that shit up.
Hell yeah, still always into something. Heart still in Compton, the comp can't oppose. Dope Cali, platinum classicals. Introduce you to my dog. Don't love hoes, and firm fiascos. Assholes, fuck you up with my last video. Tucked up doing a tango. And cash, always in my grasp. Came up in the game wearing khakis, not Kangol. Strangling hoes, when asked about it in most interviews, I just laugh. Now I vacate with hoes with a gang of ass. One feed me mangoes, the other light my hash. Rap tabloids right, rays lighting the ass. Came home uptight, ready to mash. Like a gas pedal, get on that 64 Chevy level. AK-47 heavy metal, who say Dre ain't ghetto? Just whistle like a tea kettle. I throw three at you, tell me if you see devils. Cause we rebels over here, I smell chronic in the air. That means we taking over this year. You hear?
Chronic 2000.
One, that means we taking over this year. You hear? You hear?
Light speed, blazing chronic through the galaxy. Hydro, Doja, chocolate, Thai weed. Or we might be sipping on gin or Hennessy. Fuck that, we're that new shit, the chronic iced teas.
I hang among hustlers, I slang and who bang Bronson. When busters roll through, can't fuck with my bold crew. We will hold you captive and bust, cause gangbanging is the active activity where I be living, B. There ain't no liberty statue. Hope you got your gat, don't let them catch you sleeping without yours. It's warfare outdoors, ambulance, violent uproars. Trash niggas taken out like chores, I meet whores on tours. Jeans hot as pepper, so I sip champagne on stormy shores. Be on some hardcore pornographic, told Austrian firearms that's made out of plastic. In these drastic surroundings, it be sounding like Lebanon, making fools retreat like Megatron and Starscream. Oh yeah, I scream on stars to get loot and cross over like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Get out your car, son. That's how I came to bougie niggas at bar one. It's either that or make front page stardom. I'm the golden child chased by Sodom. New seeing guys, my bulletproof is hard to shoot me. You hear?
By the time you see him,
that means it's real fucking hard to shoot me, you hear?
Light speed, blazing chronic through the galaxy. Hydro, Doja, chocolate, Thai weed. Or we might be sipping on gin or Hennessy. Fuck that, we're that new shit, the chronic iced tea.
Niggas from Cleveland, gotta smoke till it's all gone. Now we wanna bomb, cause a nigga be creepin'. Call all my thugsters, all them niggas drown. Call all my thugsters, all them niggas smoke weed, cause they get some hydro. Got a choke level up with a little bit of smoke in my throat, can't let them in hunger. Go a broke mouth thug, get the blood, and they get the fuck on me and them. They spin up a blunt and they roll up a bat when they get B.O.D. They label me killer, drug dealer, can bring a nigga crazy weed.
Wake up, gotta have that hydro. Need me a hit of the tweed, made me drop to my knees. And I gotta get love to the green leaf, steadily spinning that cheese, feeling that ease. Looking on off in the cut now, when I'm checking, I'm hot as shit. Time in the race, smoked out with my nigga Tay. Smoking that tweed till we fall in the
make rain. Up and tell me to make up my money, we run man. And headed for broke, smoke it along, get that bone wrong. Need to make up and choke with a real low tease, low strong bone. I gotta see no to toe gone, so choke on.
Wanna get you fucked up, 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 wanna get you
never gon' quit. Daddy told me better stop, but man, fuck that bitch. Me never gon' stop, Miss Mo. Try to tell me, get to your throat. Got to run me on, fucking with bone, loving this weed.
Swinging me true, swinging on dope. Instead of believing in violence, take a fuck to the dome. Chopping off flesh bone, chipping off mid talent. Smoking till I'm in die. Nigga gotta get high. If you wanna come right, come with me, smoking up, blunt and get nice. Nigga, take the weed things and
feeling on two, man, quarter roll to the brain. Smoking like blood, not the blood, my niggas is insane. Other niggas can't hang, it's a bone thing. How a nigga like Miss Smoke can maintain and remain number one. Here I come with a tweet in my chest. Nigga got his weed to the curb, split up and serve. But fuck it, gotta have them green nerves.
Got a bag of tweet, we'll blaze it with me, fool. Now don't be stingy, and please, no pinners, make it scrolling. Cause if I had me some weed, you know I smoke it with you. Come, come get with me, me and my niggas blunts be rolling.
The smokers only, the smokers only.
The reefer keeps smoking. Take a hit of the reefer keeps smoking. All right. That was a little musical break. That was the song Lightspeed by Dr. Dre. All about smoking weed. And the song Bud Smokers Only by Bone Thugs and Harmony. Hey, guess what that song was about, Chris?
Budweiser's
smoking weed. Are you noticing a trend here?
Theme to this episode.
Perhaps. Welcome back to Dr. Drew's Two Cents. I guess I'm Dr. Drew. That sounds weird me saying that, though, because I'm not like.
But you are Dr. Drew.
But
you've been credited in a documentary as a doctor, so.
But at the bottom of the documentary, it's just not a real doctor.
Legally have to put those
things. Yeah, they kind of do, because I'm not legally a doctor. But
Dr. Phil's not a doctor.
Is he not? He doesn't have a PhD in anything? Like, not even like math or like statistics?
I don't think so.
Maybe in douchebaggery?
Is Dr. Phil a doctor?
To the Google!
Yep. Is Dr. Phil a real doctor? Is this a TV name? Let's see. Yeah, he has a master's at least. Why can't I just get a quick answer? Oh, he has a PhD in psychology.
All right, there you go. All right. So, yeah.
He's not a licensed psychologist, though. Anyway.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah.
So we're back from the break, and I'm going to be talking about marijuana today.
All right.
I mean, it's a hot topic, Chris.
Very hot. Like you mentioned at the top of the show, it's very hot.
Exactly.
Very relevant.
It's just been legalized in two states. It is on the ballot for medicinal here in Florida.
That's brand new.
That
just happened a few days ago.
Brand spanking new. Yeah. Did you sign the petition, Chris? Or did you put your signature on as a registered voter for the
Man, I signed so many petitions. I don't know. Maybe, probably.
Probably. Yeah.
Someone puts a petition in my hand, I sign it.
Chris signs it.
If you're doing the hard work of going out there to petition for something, I'll sign it.
What if it's a petition against beards?
If it's a petition against beards and it gets on the ballot and then I read this amendment, oh my God, this is against beards. I'm voting no.
So you'll get it on the ballot, but you'll vote against it?
Yeah. I'm still helping. I'm leaving it up to the people.
Anyway.
It's about the people. It's what the people want.
All right. So, Chris.
Pro-beard.
Pro-beard?
I am in the pro-beard party.
You're in the pro-beard party? Yeah. Is that also a pro-weed party?
No, there's no. No,
there's, no, no, no,
the,
no.
I don't
no,
think
no.
The beard party has a official position on. You're really just concerned with beards.
So late breaking news, Chris. Late breaking. This is from Thursday, the 23rd of January, 2014. President Obama acknowledges cannabis to be less harmful than booze.
Less harmful? Is that what he said?
Says we should be locking. Says we should not be locking up kids or individual users for long stretches of jail time.
For long stretches, no.
Yeah, he's at an interview with in the New Yorker this week.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay.
And in questions regarding the public's growing support in favor of legalizing marijuana, the president stated, "All has been well documented. I smoked pot as a kid, and I view it as a bad habit and a vice. I don't think it is more dangerous than alcohol."
Okay. He doesn't think it's more dangerous than alcohol.
Correct. And what is alcohol? Alcohol is legal. Therefore,
quite
by proxy,
marijuana should be legal?
I'm pretty sure that's what the president just said.
Is that what he just said?
I'm pretty sure in a is that very
what you, is
weird...
Is that what you implied, or is that what you inferred?
I'm pretty sure that's what I inferred.
Because what it sounded like to me, he said it's as dangerous as alcohol.
Well, he doesn't think it's more dangerous than alcohol.
So it's as dangerous then, because it's not
at
more.
At least.
So it's at least as dangerous.
In his eyes.
So that means people can still OD on marijuana, they can do themselves in with it, they can cause massive, massive
I don't know about
bodily
the
damage
ODing
and die
on
of
marijuana
sclerosis
thing.
And stuff.
I don't think about the I don't know about the OD.
Just
thing.
As dangerous, Drew.
Well, I mean, smoking's bad for you no matter what it is.
That's true. That is true.
I mean, whether it's cigarettes, marijuana, crack, whatever.
Whatever. If you're smoking something, you're putting smoke in your body.
Exactly. You're not supposed to be smoking. It's not a good thing.
I mean, you could smoke a little, like if you're into hookah smoking or something. You know, Native Indians were smoking back in the day.
I'm sure they were still doing damage to their lungs.
Yeah, probably. It is smoke.
So.
Smoke inhalation.
Yes.
But there's other ways to ingest marijuana.
Yeah. In fact, along the same lines...
There aren't other ways than just alcohol.
Apparently in September, the Deputy Attorney General James Cole testified to members of the United States Senate that the Obama administration will not seek to preempt state ballot initiatives regulating marijuana.
And when was that? When was that?
I know this is in September of last year.
It was in September, pretty recent. Because they said that Obama... said that a while ago. When he first ran, he was like, look, if states want to do that, we're not going to interfere. But then, like, early on in his first term, they did interfere. There were some
federal raids.
They shut down Oakland. Oakland was going crazy over there. They were calling that Oaksterdam.
Yeah.
There was so much weed over there in the streets. And they shut that shit down. The Fed still interfered with a lot of stuff. They didn't let the states just run wild with it. That brings me to Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Oh, what does this dumb cunt have to say?
Hey, watch the...
Watch the C word, I know, I'm sorry. She makes me angry.
Just kind of misogynistic. Pam Bondi says medical marijuana is illegal under federal law with or without the amendment.
That is true.
She says, this is from October, so this is when people are still petitioning to get this amendment on the ballot.
Uh-huh.
Before the recent court decision. The summary suggests, as she's talking about the amendment, the summary suggests that medical marijuana is permissible under federal law. In reality, whether the amendment passes or not, the medical use of marijuana is a federal criminal offense.
So she's pleading the federal case.
Yeah, she's just saying, hey, but guys, remember, it's still... That's what she was saying beforehand, that the amendment was misleading. In this updated article from a couple days ago, Pam Bondi says, I encourage every Floridian to read the full amendment in order to understand the impact it could have on Floridians. That was a statement issued by her office. Governor Rick Scott said...
I agree with that statement.
Actually, you can't argue with that, can you?
You cannot argue it. You need to be well-informed. I mean, yes, it is for the... you know, the medical thing of marijuana. Mm-hmm. But who, dude, you know these politicians put ear notes on everything and fucking stapling amendments to amendments.
Well, this
blah,
amendment,
blah, blah,
they
blah,
can't.
Blah, blah.
Now that the amendment has been passed the way it is by the Supreme Court, that's how it's going to appear on the ballot.
Okay.
Our own Governor Rick Scott, who is the former CEO of the Columbia HCA hospital chain, backed Pam Bondi's effort to keep the question off the ballot. He said, I have a great deal of empathy for people battling difficult disease, and I understand arguments in favor of this initiative. But having seen the terrible effects of alcohol and drug abuse firsthand, I cannot endorse Florida, sending Florida down this path, and I would personally vote against it. No matter my personal beliefs, however, a ballot initiative would be up to the voters to decide. House Speaker Will Weatherford, State House Speaker, said, I have faith they will do their homework and understand the impact of this truly radical proposal. Make no mistake, this is not about compassionate medical marijuana. This is about the Coloradofication of Florida, where the end game is a pot shop on every street corner. And
okay, so,
so there you go. Those are the Republicans, the Republican leaders of Florida coming out against the
So there's
the
a pot shop next to the bar on every corner. What's the problem?
Yeah, the problem is now the kids are going to be walking into these pot shops willy-nilly buying marijuana.
Like they do with alcohol.
Right.
And cigarettes.
Right.
And heroin for all intents and purposes. Opiates in general.
Right. Yeah, don't the kids do that?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Isn't that how you got your drugs and alcohol when you were a kid?
Yeah. Man, just off the store in the streets. Right there. That's the way it was.
So there you go, people. Read the ballot. Know its full impact. You're just going to turn the state into another Colorado, people. That's what you're going to do.
I have.
Do you want that? Do you want that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I should have said don't answer.
It could make me a lot of money. The first thing I'd do, open up a shop.
You say that like it would be the easiest thing, but
it probably wouldn't.
How long would the line of people would be to try to jump in on that industry?
Well, if it's done like anything like the way they did it in Colorado, they gave the medical dispensaries. Mm-hmm. You had to have a medical dispensary license already to be able to open up a quote unquote retail store.
Okay.
And they've blocked off getting new ones until like 2016.
Ah, so it's like liquor licenses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So like that.
Okay.
So once it becomes medical, that's when you get in on it.
And then wait for the legalization.
You wait. Thursday, 16th January, 2014, from Haifa, Israel, Chris. Study, student drug testing programs are ineffective.
Student drug testing programs are ineffective.
Yes, the imposition of student drug testing programs is not effective in limiting students' consumption of controlled substances, according to survey data published in the January edition of the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs. Investigators from Israel and the United States assessed whether students' awareness of drug testing programs in their school was associated with a reduction of the frequency of the use of alcohol, cigarettes, or cannabis. Blah, blah, blah. And the authors reported that it's consistent with previous research. The results of the study show that perceived student drug testing is not associated with a reduction. Apparently, an estimated 28% of U.S. high school students are subject to drug testing.
Wow.
In their schools.
In school?
In school.
I didn't have any drug testing in my school.
And apparently, the kids don't give a fuck.
They're like, yeah, we're getting high.
Yep, exactly. We're getting high. We don't care what you have to say about it.
Well, what are you going
to
do? Arrest them? Put them in jail?
I don't know.
And then all that gets thrown away anyway when they turn 18, gets locked up. Kids don't care. Kids don't care these days. They're smart.
I don't know.
Smart enough.
Hey, guess what, Chris?
Okay.
The 16th of January, 2014.
That just passed.
Guess what happened in Concord, New Hampshire?
Concord, New Hampshire, January 16th. It snowed.
Members of the New Hampshire House of Representatives on Wednesday voted 170 to 162 in favor of House Bill 492 to legalize the personal use and or cultivation of marijuana by persons 21 years or older.
Is it New Hampshire?
New Hampshire.
It's right next to Vermont there.
Yep.
So is New Hampshire on that list of medical already?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so that's how it's a slow rollout then. No one's ever going to go straight legal.
Not until all... We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
We'll talk... Not until...
We'll wait a few minutes on that one?
Yes, not until... Because there's a strong majority of Washington, D.C. residents that want marijuana legal.
Washington, D.C., all right. They're also on the list of medicals.
Yes.
Medical users, allowers, Well, of course they are. Those senators are getting yeah. high.
There was a Washington Post poll on Wednesday. 63% of respondents said that they favor legalizing the possession of small amounts of marijuana for personal use.
Hmm. Man, I would love, I would pay as much money as I could possibly physically pay to just randomly drug test the entirety of the Senate one day. And get those
see
results.
What they're on.
See what everyone's on.
Oh, dude, they're on that crocodile.
Dude, if there's even one senator, if there's even one legislator in our government on that crocodile, the whole government is going to collapse if that gets through. Oh, my God.
Good thing for our listeners in D.C., though. Mm-hmm. This week, the members of the D.C. Committee on Public Safety, they voted unanimously in favor of legislation amending local marijuana possession penalties from a criminal misdemeanor, punishable level of about 6 months in prison, civil infraction, $25 fine.
Oh, it's like a jaywalking.
Yep.
And who was that again? That was the Washington, D.C. Pothead Center of Marijuana Users?
The D.C. Committee on Public Safety.
Public Safety. Okay, kind of hard to argue against those people, I guess.
Yeah.
Bunch of potheads on a public safety commission over there in Washington, D.C., if you ask me.
Oh, man. So remember how Obama said that marijuana is not as probably as dangerous as alcohol?
It's exactly as dangerous as alcohol, which should also be illegal. I'm pretty sure it's
well, awesome. The Chinese figured out on Thursday as well. Uh-oh. Thursday was a good day for marijuana. the Chinese figured out that a non-psychoactive cannabinoid protects against alcohol-induced liver damage.
Wait, what? Say that again.
The administration of the non-psychotropic cannabinoid, CBD.
CBDs.
Yeah, CBDs. It protects the liver from damage caused by alcohol consumption, according to preclinical data published online in the journal Free Radical Biology and Medicine.
In China.
Investigators from China and the U.S. Assess whether the CBD can protect against steatosis. It's excessive fat buildup in the liver.
Fatty liver.
And they reported that it protects mouse liver from acute alcohol-induced steatosis through multiple mechanisms, including attenuation of alcohol-medicated oxidative stress and increased autophagy, the degradation of the dysfunctional cells. So,
that made perfect sense.
So basically,
you see from getting fatty liver somehow?
These CBDs.
Yeah, the cannabinoids.
Yes.
The stuff that doesn't get you high.
Exactly. It's fat soluble, right?
Right.
So it gets stored in
fat. The same thing with the Alzheimer's.
Upstairs,
it maintains the fat.
Maintains the good fat. Downstairs, apparently, it kills the bad fat.
Interesting.
Like, it straight up degrades the dysfunctional cells.
Interesting. Saving your livers.
Yes.
I don't buy that study as far as I can throw it. Where it came out of China.
China and the U.S. joint study.
I don't buy it at all.
No
scientific evidence of medicinal.
I know, right?
If I scream it loud enough,
it'll come true.
It'll be true, and people will believe me.
And until you actually look for the evidence, and then there's just mounting evidence.
No, it's not. I don't see it.
My eyes are closed. In New York, governor pledges to revive the state's dormant medical cannabis program.
Are we talking about that old Cuomo there?
Yeah, Andrew Cuomo intends to revive a dominant state law that allows for cannabis to be dispensed by physicians in hospital settings.
Interesting.
So there,
that's real, just medicinal. You only get it from a doctor.
Only a doctor, only in a hospital.
Doctor's got to look at you like, man, you need some weed.
Exactly.
You are in bad shape.
Yes. Well, I guarantee you, he's seeing stuff that I'm going to talk about later, and he's realizing just what could happen.
Okay. Old Andrew Cuomo.
Yes, sir. Knoxville, Tennessee, Chris. Alcohol, not cannabis, associated with intimate partner violence.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there was a study in the journal Addictive Behaviors that men's consumption of alcohol, but not cannabis, is associated with the intimate partner violence. Investigators at the University of Tennessee and Florida State assessed whether alcohol intoxication and or cannabis used by college-age men in the current dating relationship was associated with the increased odds of physical, sexual, or psychological aggression toward their partner over 90 days. And they reported that only on any alcohol use days, heavy alcohol use days, And as the numbers of drinks increased, the odds of physical and sexual aggression increased. On the days where they smoked pot, nothing happened. So apparently alcohol makes you angry and violent, mm-hmm. and marijuana makes you happy and lazy.
I don't know, man. I heard all these stories about how, like, spring breakers, they go to some city and they do, bars. And
they do some weed.
And they do weed and they do bong rips. And then they get up on top of tables and they take off their shirts and they get into fights. And
I'm
that's
sure
all because they're on weed.
I'm sure there's a lot of alcohol that has to do with that, too.
I don't know. Most of them are underage, so I don't know how they're getting the alcohol.
You don't know how. Well, how are they getting the illegal marijuana, Chris?
Oh, so now you want to legalize it to make it even easier for these kids. I see what you're doing here. I see what you're doing. That's fine.
I'm just saying, if they can get illegal, if marijuana is illegal now and the kids can get it, I'm pretty sure they can get alcohol that is legal.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, Thursday the 23rd.
Okay.
This just happened.
Another Thursday.
Yeah, another man. They must do their updates on Thursdays. So there was a statewide public policy polling survey.
Okay.
Commissioned.
Oh, public policy polling? They are the best.
Yes.
I can say that for sure.
They are
legit the best polling agency in the country.
54% of respondents in Atlanta, Georgia, wanted to change Georgia law to regulate and tax marijuana, similarly to alcohol.
In Atlanta.
Yes.
Yeah, so the big city people want to legalize it. Marijuana. Meanwhile, the humble farmer country folk, they don't want these illegal drugs flooding their farms. Unless they got to grow it and sell
also,
it.
Also, 57% slightly,
mm-hmm.
slightly larger said mm-hmm. they wanted it supported cannabis for medical.
For kids? You're going to say for kids?
Not for kids. For medical purposes in Georgia.
Okay.
And 62% of voters support amending the state law to make marijuana just a civil violation. So decriminalization, basically, as opposed to legalization.
Right. Where there have been states that where have been decriminalized for a very long time.
This is the deep south, too.
Well, you said Atlanta, though.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're talking about a major city.
Yeah.
They voted for Obama in Atlanta. The rest of Georgia, they're like, uh-oh.
And now we're getting to the underlying reason why all of these states are...
They're all flipping.
All of a sudden flipping on this marijuana thing. You want to know what it is, Chris? And it's the same thing I've been saying this whole time.
People want to get high.
That too. It's all about the money.
Mm-hmm.
It is 100...
Are you saying it's all about the Benjamins?
It's all about the Benjamins, baby. Uh-huh, yeah. Can I get an uh-huh, yeah, Chris? I have to say all about the Benjamins first, all right? It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, that's lame. It's so white. I've just got some numbers. So,
let's hear some numbers.
This is straight from Colorado. What is it? What's the governing body of money?
Department of Treasury.
Department of Treasury. This is straight from the Department of Treasury. No, the Colorado Department of Revenue.
Department of Revenue. Okay, Department of Revenue.
Colorado medical marijuana dispensaries, retail sales, and state sales tax by county.
Mm-hmm.
This is from July 1st, 2011 to June 30th, 2012. And this is just medical.
Just medical. It hasn't even been legalized by this point in the study.
Total state sales... $219 million. Of that money, $6 million straight to the state.
Wow.
And that's in 6 months in 2012.
6 months in 2012. Just medicinal. The state made $6 million.
Just medicinal.
Just letting people get high for their night blindness.
Exactly. Just that's 6 months. In the first week in Colorado, retail, $5 million. $1 million a day. 25% tax.
That's crazy.
That was the state made $1.5 million in a week.
That's crazy. So we're talking about and that's them just starting out. If they kept at those numbers, new industry, so it's going to increase. But if they kept at those numbers, then we're talking about $50 to $60 million a year in
that's just marijuana tax. Man. That's why all the states are flipping.
But the children.
The children can get high just the way they drink.
I'm running out of arguments,
Chris. It's not about not doing something. It's about doing something responsibly. It's, you know, it's not don't drink alcohol. It's drink alcohol responsibly.
Wait, what?
Don't get shit faced drunk every night. Don't drive your car when you're wasted.
Why not?
It's the same thing with marijuana.
Legal, but the beer's legal, so I should be able to do
all these
things.
Don't be high all day, every day.
What? Why not?
I mean, you could.
Are you talking about?
But you're gonna have to deal with those. It's a personal issue.
Are you talking about a personal responsibility?
Yes.
I don't know. This concept is completely foreign to me.
I'm saying exercise a little bit of knowledge and responsibility for your actions.
Knowledge and like restraint?
Yes, maybe a little bit.
No. We can't. It's all gotta be illegalized because people can't live that way. They're all gonna go insane as soon as we've seen in Colorado. As soon as marijuana is legalized, it's gonna be available at grocery stores and at 7-Elevens, and kids are just. It's gonna be next to the Snickers and.
No, not next to the Snickers. Maybe next to the cigarettes, and you're gonna have to show your ID and you're gonna have to just prove that you're 21 before you can buy it.
A lot of responsibility on the
board. I'm just saying why not make money as opposed to spending money prosecuting all these marijuana smokers?
Because we can still make money when these people pay their fines via the criminal system and that money circles back into the state. Boom.
But what if they're in jail?
Well, then we have to pay to house them and feed them and give them health care and stuff like that.
Or you could take the money out of their pockets and keep them on the streets, and everybody's happy.
Keep them on the street. Keep them on the street.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we can keep. Let's keep the addicts on the streets, people.
It just makes perfect business sense. I mean, I just showed you the numbers. That's straight from the Department of Revenue. That is straight up from the state.
Sounds like Department of Revenue to me. It sounds like they're full of a bunch of Democratic commie, pot-smoking, hippie commie bastards.
Perhaps, but if that's what it takes to get some jobs created and get the states out of these terrible deficits that we're in.
People like fiscal solvency. Yeah.
I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I mean, right now Colorado's going through, like you said, Oaksterdam. You know,
Oaksterdam's been shut down.
Well,
bro.
No,
Oaksterdam's
but still, it's the whole marijuana tourism thing.
Yeah. Colorado, they got to deal with that. Oh my God, they got to deal with people coming over state lines now.
Exactly.
That's what France has been yelling about for years
with Amsterdam. But that's international borders. These are just state borders.
Yeah, we're still talking about borders, bro.
Yeah.
Federal crime.
Exactly.
We're talking about federal prison.
Yeah.
Not the 33rd.
No. Oh, God.
We're talking about Sing Sing.
All those places are all so terrible.
Yeah.
And I believe people that smoke marijuana and only smoke and just... That's their crime. They should not be going to these places.
Mm-hmm. No, they shouldn't.
I should just be able to give my cut to the government and have a nice day. Thank you very much.
I do believe that drugs should be taken out of the criminal justice system and put into the healthcare system.
100%. Because they say addiction's a disease.
A lot of people do like to say that.
That's a lot of people being weak and pussy and not taking these what this personal responsibility that I was talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, there are to a certain point some things are quote unquote addictive, whether they are physically addictive or mentally addictive.
And people can have addictive personalities, you know.
And I'm one of those people, but I mean,
you can acknowledge it though, and do something about it.
My father was a devout alcoholic, and because of that, I drink maybe a beer a day, maybe. I mean, good Lord, Chris, how often do I drink?
Maybe a beer a day.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe a beer a week sometimes.
Yeah, it's not even a beer a day. You won't even drink a beer a day. I'm drinking at least a beer a day. You're more like, I mean, I just got to, you know, just keep the shakes. You got to, I don't know, you drink far less than I do.
Yeah. There's a reason for that. Self-restraint, sir. I know I have an addictive personality. I know that alcohol is addictive. Therefore, moderation is the key.
Moderation is the key, people. I mean, that does make sense. And you know what? I guess they got to say after the end of all this, you turned me around, Drew.
Did I, Chris?
I got to say, you know, I thought that there was no evidence supporting the medicinal benefits of marijuana. But you've shown me that there are plenty of studies where that has been proven.
You know what, Chris? For all of that evidence...
The money, you appealed to me with the money.
For all that evidence and more, You can go to www.normal.org.
Of course, they're going to be like, look at all these pro marijuana things.
But they have links to all the studies and
all the third party studies, I assume.
To all the official sites and all that good stuff. Right. So you know it's all on the up and up.
Yeah. All right. Well, I still say think about the children, because that's all we got left. That's the only argument we have left. To think about the children. Or else it's going to be in 7-Elevens. I don't know why that's such a bad thing, but
I can get a bottle of Smirnoff Ice at 7-Eleven. That stuff is not only does it taste awful,
so good,
but it gets you drunk, which apparently makes you violent, according to some studies.
And then how else am I going to get home from the 7-Eleven after I pound that in the parking lot?
You're going to drive yourself drunk.
I got to drive myself drunk home.
Yes.
But, you know, close one eye, shot a mouthwash. You got to keep some mouthwash in the car, you know, something like that. You drink the mouthwash, close one eye, window down.
And you're drunk.
Play loud music.
Yes.
Focus on the dotted lines. You'll be fine.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the same thing marijuana users do, right? Because they get so
double-blind hammered on weed that they're so paranoid that anything could be going on that they actually drive the speed limit and obey every single traffic signal because they're freaked the hell out.
Because they're so paranoid.
Like, oh my God, I have to stop. I have to stop. There's a cop behind me. Oh my God, I gotta go. Got a straight cop. Yeah. Oh my God, speed limit.
That's not necessarily a good thing. Not a good thing, but still. I see your point.
Better than driving drunk.
I see your point. Thank you.
On that note, this has been Dr. Drew's Two Cents. Sounds a lot longer than 2 cents, probably.
It's about an hour's worth of 2 cents.
All right.
It's just over an hour. I think that's what you were shooting for.
That's exactly what I was shooting for. All right. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @terror419. Chris, where can they find you?
Follow me on Twitter at @IamChrisCrespo.
We're out.